And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 9th of July, 2011, the birthday of Dame Barbara Cartland, born in Birmingham, England, 1901, the author of 723 books. From the 70s onwards, she produced an average of 23 books a year and left behind 160 manuscripts when she died in 2000. 1868, on this day, the 14th Amendment to the Constitution was ratified, granting full citizenship to African Americans and due process to all citizens. It's the birthday of the Gothic novelist Anne Radcliffe, born in London, 1764. She published two books anonymously. The third was The Romance of the Forest, which made her famous, and her fourth, The Mysteries of Udolpho, in 1794, made her the most popular writer in England and set the standard for the Gothic romance. It's the birthday of another Gothic novelist, Matthew Lewis, 1775, born in London. His first book, The Monk, came out when he was just 19 years old. It was an overnight sensation. It's the birthday of neurologist and writer Oliver Sacks, born London 1933, author of case studies of patients with neurological conditions, best known for his book Awakenings, about a group of people stricken with sleeping sickness who he revives with a drug intended for Parkinson's disease, and also The Man Who Mistook His Wife for a Hat. His 10th book came out last year called The Mind's Eye, about vision and the brain. He wrote it after developing ocular cancer, which left him blind in one eye. And it's the birthday of Dean Koontz, 1945, Everett, Pennsylvania, author of horror and suspense novels, and a memoir of a dog, A Big Little Life. Here's a poem for today by Charles Douthat, The Polishings. In the warm painted porch of our old stucco house, at the legged laundry sink covered with a plywood board, my father taught me as a boy, as he'd been taught, how a salesman ought to polish his good shoes. Make them shine enough to speak, he insisted. They're your first step through the door. He'd spread out newspaper, rags and brushes and metal tins that twisted open with a pop, revealing creams, deep brown, black, cordovan. He taught me by doing. The rag doubled to keep the gob of polish from bleeding through. The non-master hand like a foot inside the worked-on shoe to hold it steady. The thorough coating and spreading over leather of waxy color, starting from scuffed toe, then down the instep side to heel and back to toe. Once both shoes were creamed over, he lit a cigarette to let the glazed pair dry. Hurried brushing, he'd say, made a short-lived shine that wouldn't last half a day of cold calls on the road. My father knew so much in his handsome hands, gilded with a rectangled wristwatch, a wedding band, and between knuckles, wiry sprays of golden hair. I can still see one good hand hidden inside a brogue, the other gripping the wooden brush as it bristled out a leathered glow. How long did they last, those lessons on the porch? 1 year? Two? How long the morning polishings, with the jobless day before him, and a son watching, a wife waiting, and no door but ours to walk through. The Polishings by Charles Douthat, from his Blue for Oceans, published by NHR Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can follow them on Twitter at Poetry Found. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Thank you.